Blog Talk Radio.
Freedomizer family. It is Friday, July 30th, and you are tuned in today to Cheryl with Cheryl and my co-host Randy Gerber. I'll be bringing on in just a second here. I want to just welcome you guys into this live recording, and you're welcome to call in if you so feel inclined. The number is 319-527-6208, and you would press 1 to talk. Otherwise, please enjoy listening. We're gonna take a high level overview today at what's going on in the world, and we're gonna probably hit on a lot of topics, but bring us back to some solutions and where we can find our peace. So with that, we will start our show, and I'm going to bring in my co-host, Randy Gerber. There she is. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning. Good to be here.
I'm so glad
Can't
that
wait.
You are joining. She's back. So yeah. Let's just, before we dive in, let's just touch base. Mm-hmm. How are you? How are things this week in the Gerber family?
You know, doing really good. Just like everybody else, we're kind of in this weird space this world's in right now. And, you know, every day is a new navigation through it, how to, you know, hold our own space while somehow everything around us is completely nutso and people have lost their minds. And, you know, kind of observing with the giggle, and at the same time kind of pissed, and at the same time kind of, you know, so kind of all of that stuff, wondering, you know, I'm supposed to be registering. Well, we thought we had our kids registered for school again because, you know, they finally lifted the mask stuff, and I'm like, okay, you know, they wanted to go, so we didn't go to school all last year because did homeschool. We can't say we didn't go to school. We did go to school, but we did homeschool because of the mask mandates. I obviously am not going to allow my kids to be muzzled all day long.
Mm-mm.
So this year we'll see what happens. I just read that the CDC is now recommending that all schools, K through 12 again, all mask up. And Maricopa County, they say, has good numbers, which is where we're at. So they're recommending that all the schools in Maricopa County mask up. Now, so far, from what I've heard, our school voted not to, or our district, and they said that they won't. But this was, you know, before Wednesday when all these new guidelines came out, so we'll see what happens. Anyhow, so that's, you know, a mystery. Are we going to school? Are we not going to school? I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, I'm trying to take this playfully because otherwise I'd get pissed. And not that it's not okay to get pissed, because I definitely will get pissed too, and that's annoying. But, you know, I'm trying to hold a space that, you know, something will work out for our highest good and allow that opportunity also to kind of be playful with, so I don't get too consumed by the anger and frustration of this just stupid shit.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. I think I've got an imprint of my. Yeah, I've got a permanent imprint now of my palm on my forehead.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, what? Again?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you're right. Like,
it's
changing.
60. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was agreeing with you. It's changing every day, and we don't know what's coming. And I love the way that you view things. Like you said, trying to be more playful with it so that it, you know, it doesn't take you out. At the same time, recognizing we're not supposed to, like, ignore lower-based emotions. We're not supposed to ignore if we feel, like you said, angry. There's a righteous anger. There's a reason why we feel it, and we don't just push it away. As we're talking to our audience here, this is work that Randy and I both do for ourselves and with clients, like working with you to understand how you don't just release these lower-based emotions. You feel them. They are there for a reason. They want to be recognized and felt, and they're not a quote-unquote bad thing. Because once you recognize them and look at them and feel them and accept them and love them, it's like a whole new ballgame. And then you get to go really peacefully into that place that you were just talking about of being playful with the universe and what's happening in the world, even though it looks freaking crazy.
Yep. And it's true. And it's like that chaos can drive us crazy, or it can give us lots of possibilities to practice returning to ourselves in love and then watch the magic work for us. And so that's what I'm being playful with. And that's the space that, I'm practicing. We're all practicing holding. And like you said, all of those emotions are going to come up, and they're perfect to come up. That's how we know something's not right, when it doesn't feel right to us at all. You know, and it's like it's practicing that awareness of tapping into that and not just buying this BS that somehow injecting like toxins into your body is going to give you health. You know, there's no common sense involved here. And yet it's like, wow, look how many people line up to do it. And now they're saying this is, like, say, 60% of the new COVID Delta variant, whatever, patients in UK are all fully vaccinated. So now they're asking all the vaccinated people to wear masks again. In other words, our vaccines don't work at all. So
they don't work. Well, and even bigger,
why are people
bigger
still doing it?
Look at another part of the world that we can look at, even bigger numbers that were vaccinated, is Israel. And they have a huge hit with this Delta variant. It's coming from the vaccine and what they are emitting actually into the atmosphere to other people, themselves and to others. Quite dangerous, actually. And I think when people finally grasp the depth of the game that's being played here and that they played a role in it, people don't necessarily know. So I'm not putting this out there like, oh, they should feel guilty. I'm saying when they actually awaken themselves and they don't put their eyes back, just they don't allow themselves to go back to sleep, they will have to look at themselves and their own choices and behaviors during, let's just say this past year and a half with COVID. We're going to have to look at our entire lives, but let's just say, like, for example, the other day I went to a rally at the Phoenix Capitol that was to support healthcare workers who last year they were our heroes that we honored and put billboards up around and just revered them. And this year they're being told that if they don't take the vaccine by a certain time, they won't have a job. And half the public is out there saying, that's right, get your vaccine, do the right thing. And I met a couple of nurses, well, husband and wife nurses, and they feel like they might end up losing their job. And they both told me, well, one of them, she is a nurse in a COVID ward and has been this entire time. and she will not get the shot. And she said she's been bullied by pulmonologists in her area. And they don't give respect to those who don't buy into this narrative and do what you're told. And we're being called by doctors. We're being called selfish assholes. We're being called idiots. Like, how much time have these doctors that are making this judgment about people who are not taking this experiment poison that's not even a vaccine, how much time did they take for themselves to, like, sit with their own thoughts? Like you said, like, common sense, when you apply critical thinking and common sense, that means you are doing the thinking. You are weighing options. You're not letting somebody else decide for you. And it really appears that a very large portion of our population, not just U.S., but worldwide, bought into this hook, line, and sinker from day one because that's just what, like, without question. This is what drives me crazy, and I don't understand. How can people believe all this without question? Because you know me,
yeah,
I'm like,
really
question everything.
It's really interesting, and especially doctors. And this is the funny thing. We had another friend that was telling us that she was at dinner with all these doctors, and she's like, so was there a lot of, you know, new unvaccinated COVID patients? And they're like, well, the weird thing is a lot of the patients coming in are actually either from the vaccine or they got COVID and they're already vaccinated. And they were like, and so she's like, what do you think about that? And they said that, well, you know, they don't really have any answer and they don't really know where to go from there. And they don't change their thought process. Like, maybe something here isn't working. You know, they just are so brainwashed that they, even when they have reasonable questions in front of them that they don't have reasonable answers for, they can't reason through that enough to say maybe something here isn't right. It's really bizarre. You know, but that's the world we're observing right now. And that's where, like, keeping it playful, I just can't not laugh. It's like, wow, there really is a serious lack of common sense and supposedly our highest educated of the population.
It's extremely disturbing. And that nurse that worked in the COVID ward, I said, so how many people do you think, like, that you're surrounded by are, like, awake like you and they'll call it out? She said 5%. 5%. Now that,
wow.
I think there's probably a lot of, I mean, there's got to be those that are, like, questioning, but they're just afraid to speak. And they're afraid to even think it because it's too grand. It's like, oh no, this can't be. How can this be? How can it be that the vaccinated are the ones that are getting the virus and spreading it? They're having to look at something through a completely different lens than they have been for the past year and a half, or at least I hope that they are.
Well, I don't think they are. This is the funny thing. So this is just, I won't say the name. This is from another friend that she had an in-law sent her this message. I totally trust my doctor. I will not ever be around someone that is not vaccinated. So that being said, you know where I stand. I'm so pissed at the unvaxxed, I could scream absolute selfish behavior. They have been working on this vax for a long time. And this was the perfect virus to try it on. All these folks that think by reading a few articles that promote their beliefs is flat out crazy. Basically, and let's see. I'm being honest, but I'm sick of living like this because of selfish individuals who go about their life like nothing is going on. The best of luck to you. Like, wow.
Wow.
Unbelievable. The people are like,
no, you're right.
Sending message like this to their own family. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And this is where I don't want to be part of this divide energy of the vax and the unvax. They're just doing it. We're the next, group that's being discriminated against. You know, first it was the mask and the unmask. Now it's the vax and the unvax. And it'll go back to the masks and unmask because that was working better once people, started realizing people that got the vaccine aren't any safer. So it's just like they're playing these games. And it's, and like you said, are people going to wake up? Sadly, I'm not sure they are, because how more obvious can it get? And this is the kind of stuff that's still happening. And so we just have to be playful, just realize a lot of humanity isn't ready to wake up, and they are not expanding their consciousness, and that's okay. So we're just going to have to be the ones who see all of this for exactly what it is and create reality for us, you know, from a higher level of consciousness than they're trying to create this illusory world of divide and conquer and separation. And so I think that this would be a good lead into kind of understanding the corporations, and literally they're the ones that are doing all of this. And we can see beyond this illusion of what corporations are doing, then we can, you know, come back to our hearts to find the solution that they can't get to us. That's the funny thing. They'll try to force these vaccines. It's not going to work. It's never going to get the results that they are trying. And look how desperate they are. I mean, so desperate. And there definitely are those who are like, well, it doesn't work, but I'm still going to go get it. Okay, good for you. Have fun with that. Whatever. You just have to laugh and let them go.
Well, to the point where people are standing outside in line and they watch someone get a vaccine and then be wheeled off by paramedics, and they still stand in line to get shot up. I can't even.
I know.
But it's like you said, you have to get kind of like, you have to laugh about some of this stuff. And it is getting extremely comical, like some of the things that they're saying and offering. And we've seen how extremely ridiculous it is. And like, it's crazy that people don't see how planned out this was. Like when you were just reading that text message from a friend's family member, they were saying, this vaccine has been being worked on for years and years. And that's like, huh? Did you just hear yourself? Did you just hear yourself? What did you say about the coronavirus?
Well, and you wonder, like, did those same people hear Biden and Kamala and all of them talking about when Trump was bringing out the vaccine, that I would never trust that vaccine, it has not had proper study, blah, 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 and then suddenly they changed tune. Oh, can't wait to get the vaccine. It's great. It's been done. It's like they just changed their story, and everybody just believes the new lie, and because that's what they're told to believe, and it's just like there's no thought process involved. It's so interesting to observe.
Yeah,
we're really looking at something.
Well, and it's like you said, every day, how every day is like, oh, okay, we're looking at this now. Oh, they're doing that now. Oh, look at them trying to do that again. Now they're, you know, like you said, the CDC saying mask for children K through 12. Mm-hmm. And Las Vegas today is implementing mask indoors again. Same with LA County. And you know, lots of craziness here, and we're going to see they're jumping on board, and they're scared, and it keeps people divided, because as you just read this girl's message, she's saying what a lot of people in that mindset are thinking, that like I said, the doctor was saying that we're selfish assholes and how dare us, and we could stop this whole thing. And it's like, okay, keep following that thought. You're saying we could stop this, and yet people who got the vaccine are still getting the virus. So how is getting the vaccine going to stop what's going on? And it never, this is what I'm seeing. I know you said too, is that people are I can't think of the word, is it subjugating? They're giving away their power to somebody else to make decisions for their life. Like you and I are standing in our power, and we know that nobody knows better than we do what is best for our own bodies. And yet here is a person who is saying, I trust my doctor fully. I've had people say this to me. I'm just going to trust my pediatrician, Cheryl. And it's like, that's really sad that you would trust your doctor over yourself for your own body or your own baby's body. Who knows better than a mother for their child what is best for them? Your doctor doesn't know. Your doctor doesn't live with your baby and get up with them in the middle of the night and soothe them and understand why they look a certain way and make certain noises and all that. They don't know nothing. They come in and they've got maybe 7 to 8 minutes with you.
Right.
Yeah, people aren't seeing
injuries. And they tell the moms that it had nothing to do with the vaccine. And like the mom's like, my baby was healthy yesterday. We got a series of vaccines, and he's hospitalized. Oh, well, it's not the vaccines. Yep. It's something else. Or my baby died, SIDS, last night. Oh, it's not the vaccine. It was just sudden infant death syndrome. What? how are these doctors not seen? And a lot of doctors are. And this is where it's like going to space. If people want to look at doctors who are speaking out against this, there's plenty of them. There's thousands
yeah.
of doctors speaking out against this.
They're being censored.
And sharing
yeah, they're being censored.
Yeah. And this is where this illusion of, oh, they read a couple articles. No, they're not reading a couple articles. They are seeing what's happening. They are sharing the real results. They're reading what the whistleblowers are saying when there's been over 50,000 deaths in the United States alone that
yeah.
died within
yeah.
3 days of getting the vaccine. And
right.
that's just the ones they know about that have been reported. How many haven't been reported? They said, oh, suddenly you had a heart attack. That's too bad. You know, and it's like
yeah.
they're not looking at that. And they can't. And this is the weird thing. It's like that cognitive dissonance kicks in, and they can't even explore things that go against their previous brainwashing. And that's where these corporations have, you know, they've taken over the American Medical Association. They created it and took it over. You know, it's all ran by Big Pharma. So, of course, that's
right.
all they're doing is turning these doctors into glorified drug pushers that make them a ton of money. And who knows what else with their population agenda and population control agenda and all of that. You know, it's like they just have taken everything and they control every industry. Every corporation in this country is it's not even a country. We're a corporation. Everything is ran by the corporations, and they're all in cahoots. The top corporations are all in cahoots together with the same agenda, the population control, taking over everything, making money for themselves. They couldn't care less about the people. And yet somehow people think they're doctors that are the bottom of that food chain or have their best interests. They don't. It's all the same illusion going all the way to the top beyond our own governments, but you know, the CDC, all the drug companies, they're all in cahoots together. And they're the creators of the virus, as you can see from the Wuhan lab, and they're the same people creating the vaccine. You really think that we can trust any of those people? The same people running our countries, the same people, you know, that it's all an agenda, and you can see on the media, holy cow, media is just, they're just all pushing the agenda. And once you can see through that illusion, the whole thing collapses because it's all the same illusion. And your doctor that's pushing this stuff is all part of that illusion. And the ones who wake up are starting to see the truth. And they're few and far
yeah.
between at this point, but. But
Well, that's how we should understand how organized this and planned this was, is how quickly they were able to implement everything and get people on board. You know, if we go back, a lot of people don't understand that back at the turn of the century, around 1900, anybody who was studying any type of medicine, whether any type of medicine, including Western medicine, chiropractic, aromatherapy, any type of energy work, they all went to the same universities. And then the Rockefellers came in and put money into the universities and got a whole smear campaign that separated out anything that was not going to be lined up with their pharmaceutical-trained medicine. And so chiropractors and any type of natural healing was deemed as quackery. I mean, I couldn't even believe it. Like a few years ago, I heard someone describe chiropractic as quackery. I was like, you do know that they go to medical school, right? Like in years and years, as long as a doctor. And they actually understand how the body works even better, and they understand the naturalness of it. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of like the backstory that when Randy's talking about the corporations are, you know, all in on this, this goes back. I mean, it goes back further than that. But as far as medicine in America, you really, if you're interested to know where this all comes from and the thinking, it's the Rockefellers. And wasn't it with petroleum and something like he found something that was going to, well, make him a moneymaker, but cause people to lean on pharmaceuticals so that they would not go to the natural route and be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, and
they have been very successful in this campaign.
Yes, and they play the long game. And this is where you realize these people
yeah.
have been pushing this slowly, 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 and brainwashing people slowly, slowly, slowly to this very point. To this point
yeah.
where they get people to take a toxic injection that who knows what's in it, who knows if there's mind control technology in the graphene oxide, which is in it, which there
mm-hmm.
very well could be. Who knows, you know, what type of stuff is in there? Who knows who's going to kill who? Nobody knows any. I mean, they probably know exactly what they're doing. This was all part of the agenda. They had to take over everything first to get to this point. And this was their long game. This is their big plan playing out. And so they don't know what to do now that people are seeing through their game and their illusion. And that's what's making it fall apart. And yeah, they've been, thankfully enough, people start to realize medicine doesn't work anymore. All this chemicals
Mm-mm.
is not working for me. So they started to turn back to the natural way and started depression, started to, at least a lot of people have. And this is what they didn't expect, that people wouldn't be so afraid that they would just go out and get it. They didn't expect that there would be those of us who would question, right? Because they think that all humans, this is just how the cabal thinks, they think of us as completely worthless, nothing, can't think for ourselves, we'll just tell them what to do and they'll go do it. But they didn't expect people to say no. They didn't expect people to start thinking for themselves. And this is where we come in and we start doing that, and suddenly it abolishes all of their plan. Because then it becomes obvious that, well, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated are pretty much having the same situation as far as the Delta. One's getting sick, one's dying, so then they have to hide it. You know, and then they all play the game of hiding it together so nobody finds out about all the people dying, and they change all the numbers, and they keep doing the same stuff over and over and over again. And I don't even remember I was going with that comment, but it's the same groups all over the world that have been, like you said, running this for a very, very long time. And it's so obvious and so clear. Let's trace it back to the roots now. And, well,
yeah.
I think, understand, it's too big of an issue to try to even attack it from that point, right? This they've taken over everything. And this is where we have to realize
mm-hmm.
this. So what's next? I guess that's the question is, now what do we do next, realizing our government, it's completely taken over? We obviously don't have honest elections. We don't have truth.
No.
We don't have any of those things right now. Everything is a complete and utter lie. The government's doesn't even have a charter. The banks don't even have a charter right now. This is what's really going on out there, and yet we're still living this illusory world like somehow they control us. Oh, and the Azure system that Microsoft ran, again, this goes back to Microsoft and Gates. They're all connected. So the Azure
mm-hmm.
system that Microsoft was putting together was all part of this, and they were going to use the power of humans to basically make them batteries for whatever system they're putting together, this new money system. Well, all of that's now not working out because not enough people are getting the vaccine, and their system, their other things have happened where I do believe their system is being taken down, and they're not going to get their agenda they're seeking, but they are desperate for it. And you and I, Cheryl, both got the message yesterday that their time is running out, and so let's talk about why that is and how we shift things from within in order to change this on a higher level of consciousness than it was created. They think they run the show. They think they have it in the bag, but they don't, because we hold the secret to change it all. So
yes, we do.
How's our time? Well, I guess we got 15 minutes for our commercial break. Well, you decide.
Yeah, we're good. I think we're good. We can start diving into, you know, how we get through all of this, which they can do anything they want in the out of our sphere, when we are within our home of our pure heart and walking in the sovereignty of what we came here to live in, we were born into, we don't have to get caught up in, like you said, their illusory world. So, yeah,
right.
this definitely goes way, way back.
okay. So this is where we come in, right, to shift this reality. And we've
exactly
realized,
right.
And at least I've realized it's too complicated out there. There's not that we don't do anything out there. That's not what I'm saying. So there's a bunch of different groups doing a bunch of different things. There's groups that are writing affidavits and they're, you know, calling out the government. They're doing all of these things out there, protesting, getting information out, sharing the truth. There's lots of people doing lots of incredible, great work. And I'm super grateful for everything that they're doing. And I do everything on my end you can. I know you do everything on your end we can in what we think of the world out there, the real world, right? And that's all awesome and great. And it's perfect. And there's more we can even do from our inner world. And so so let's I'm trying to think how to lead best into this to understand this concept, because it's such a huge concept, yet also so simple. It's hard for people to really grasp how powerful they are, how powerful your intentions are, how powerful you can manifest a reality that serves you that they can't stop you from manifesting. And so it's almost like we can create our own reality around us that they can't stop us from creating, and they know that, which is why they're so desperate to keep us in fear and so desperate to make other people hate us, to shame us, to bring us down, you know, the unvaxxed. Because anybody that's aware of these concepts about the inner power, they're not vaccinating themselves. They're much more evolved than to buy into that nonsense, right? And they know that. And they know that it's, you know, so they're doing everything they can to get the vaccine to these people, because they know as soon as they do, they lose their those gifts, that spiritual connection they have, that they don't understand. The cabal, I say the cabal doesn't understand, and the cabal is a term that we use for lack of a better word. But this goes into, you know, the deepest, darkest evils, and that are desperately hoping they can keep us in fear, because that's the only way they hold power. Because once we move into love and trust, they've lost, and they know it. And that's how simple it is for us. Because the power of love is so much more powerful than the power of fear. And they are surviving off fear and control. And we create with love. And that is much more powerful. Their survival will not outweigh our creation. And so, I don't know, Cheryl, what do you think? How do you explain this explain this power within? Cheryl, are you there?
Oh, yes, I was muted.
Am I?
I'm here. I started talking and I realized I was muted. Okay, so what I was saying, I think for me to, like, to start to grasp my power, I had to understand that who they were that had taken my power, had kind of coerced me into giving my power to them. So
yes, they can't
before,
take
like,
it.
I could,
but
yeah,
they can't.
Yeah, they can't mm-hmm. take it. And when we say they, like, there's a lot of different names we can use for this evil that has been running the world for thousands of years. But I think bottom line, they're Satanists. They have a belief in a certain God that they do things. How do I say this? Everything that they do is not completely evil. They have to, like, balance their evil and their good. And so in order to get away with their evil, they have to get other people unknowingly to agree, consent to what they're doing. Yes, I agree. You can take my power. I agree. For example, they created all religions mm-hmm. they've created. They were created and propagated by these Freemasons, these Satanists who run the world, and they're all false. And I don't mean just like religion, because people say, oh yeah, religion, but the Bible, that's different. No. Those, yeah. Let me say, I just found this meme last night, and it said, what if biblical prophecies are coming true because the same elites that wrote the Bible are still controlling the world today? So, yes,
mm-hmm.
they even messed with the Bible, people. So they, religion, government, money, science, and New Age, these are all religions that are false, and they have got us distracted putting our power into them, which is outside of us, so that we would not be able to raise our own consciousness and have the power, really implement the power that we do have from within. So this whole mm-hmm. world, this whole illusory is created in order to keep us slaves. We are not sovereign when we allow someone to rule over us. And all authority is immoral. I don't care what people think. It goes against natural law. It's opposing it. And authority and government, all authority, all government is basically violence and slavery. So yep. when we know who they are and what they're doing and like, this goes so wide, folks. Like before we can even get to the fact that we have power, we have to understand that they took that power.
Yes, and it's our divine right to claim it, to claim it back. It's our divine right to claim our sovereignty. It's our divine mm-hmm. right to claim our creation and what our energy source goes to. And once we claim it, they don't get to have it unless we give it to them. Well, they never have a chance.
Right.
That's why they have to keep us in fear, because that's the only way they can harness it. But once we claim it as ours and we put our energy towards our intentions and our creations, that's when magic starts happening. And that's why it's okay to observe everything that's going on in the world. But as soon as we start giving it too much power or too much attention or too much fear or too much worry and concern, we don't realize how powerful we are. We don't tap into that deeper power source that is who we are. Then we are just draining our own power to their fear matrix, where once we tap that power of love, we are flowing a grander power, a more powerful power towards anything we want to create. And this is where that, I call it magic. This magic comes in that suddenly the universe just starts shifting for us, and they don't know what to do about it because they don't understand that power. And they don't understand how they can run all the corporations, all the drug companies, all the schools, all of the money. They can't understand how they can run all of that and still be losing. They're just mind-boggled by it, right? And that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. None of their stuff is working because we've come in and we've broken their clock and we've taken their time, and time is running out for them. It's broken. And now it's the time to create something new. And that's really, I think, and I feel where it's time to shift our focus to, is really just our new creation from that heart space, and let their reality die as it's going to die. But it's already collapsing. It's like a building. Once it's in free fall, you can't stop it. You can't, suddenly build up and keep it going. It's like, no, those towers are coming down. So watch them as they collapse, observe it happening, and realize we don't have to fix anything to keep that structure going. It's just done. It doesn't serve the humanity any longer. That structure must fall. And so I've just been setting my intention to let it fall and focus on my creations. And the reality, the timeline I want for me and my experience. And we have every right as the sovereign creators on this planet to do that. And that's what they didn't want us to awaken to. That's what they didn't want us to know. Because as soon as we truly get that and we start, like you said, stop looking outside of self for Jesus Savior or government Savior or whatever Savior mm-hmm. we think is coming, and realizing we have mm-hmm. the power within us, it flows through us. We are the Saviors that we've been waiting for. And we can change it right now as we tap into our own power, to that love within our heart, to create from that love, that joy, that peace, that knowing, the universe will start to revolve around you. That's how powerful we are. And most people, it's so hard to believe it because the illusion out there looks so real, and it feels
so
real.
So real.
And it still isn't.
Well, and because
you have the power from you.
And because it looks so real, I think that is even more so why people are still caught in this, I need a savior. But as long as we are living in this place where we think we need a savior or we're waiting for our savior, we stay in victim mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that this victim mode is not a pretty place to live. you don't move forward in your life. And again, you're giving your power away to someone else when you stay in the victim mode. And like mm-hmm. you said, I love, you know, everything is intention. Like you were saying earlier about like where we put our focus on. We don't know how much power we have. If people even thought for a moment about how, let's just say like yesterday, how much time did I put towards thoughts of worry and fear?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just these, and not that you don't have the feelings. I'm not saying don't have the feelings, but how much time did you focus on that? And then how much time did you focus on like the thoughts you're talking about, like creating this new way of living from our hearts? Like it's a totally different place. You have this power that you're able to make decisions about what's best for you in your life because you are centered. You are in your heart making decisions that are not going to lead you down the wrong road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, and I keep getting lately that intention is big, big, big. Because like a lot of people mm-hmm. as we're waking up and waking up like out of these religions and whether you worship science or money or, you know, your religion, Bible, whatever, people have a hard time understanding, like, if all their attention was going and worshiping that, what do they do when they don't do that? And I think in particular, people that are maybe used to trusting this authority, whether it's government authority or God authority, they don't know how to trust inside, because
mm-hmm.
this whole program has been set up for us to go outside of ourselves, to not tap in.
Yeah,
I totally trust my doctor. I totally trust the government. Well, not that government, but that government. I totally trust science. Like it's so crazy what people trust, but how many of them are trusting their own hearts? How many of them have,
right.
you know, looked at this information and really weighed it upon what their heart is telling them? Like, this is really interesting. Like, people are playing a part of this experiment where they are cutting off families, family members and relationships and all kinds of things, all based upon a story that they're believing that isn't even true. That you
right.
have to fear someone who isn't taking the vaccine because that means they're selfish and they're a super spreader and when we talk about, you know, Randy and I talk about coming home to our hearts, when you come home to your heart, you're going to start seeing every area of your life what's best for you, and you're going to want what's best. You're going to want to put food into your body that nourishes you. You're going to want to move your body or get outside and do things. You're going to want to spend time by yourself and meditate and heal your heart. Like, you're going to want to do these things.
You'll have an inner calling that calls you to the
yeah.
next. Yeah. It's like this inner calling that calls you to the next right thing for you. And
yes.
And as you begin to follow that, it does lead you down that path that you're talking about. It leads you into things that increase love in your heart, that increase your flow, your connection to that true divine source, that love that flows. It's a natural flow of the universe. This love is that natural flow that comes in as a harmonizing frequency, and it starts within you as you open to that and you start to see through this illusion. You start to see through all the things that no longer serve you and let them go, and then you create space for these new things, for this new way of being, this new possibility of living and creating that is in alignment with, it's in alignment with all other creation, all organic creation, and mm-hmm. because it's all heart-centered. And when a collective consciousness starts creating with that energy, because they've let the old story go, they've let what no longer serves go, they've seen through the illusion. You've seen the other side of the curtain, right? You've seen it's all an illusion set up in duality. And this is where, you know, if you're still playing politics, it's like the right and the left. Did any one of the sides serve you ever? Has they served your heart? No. You know, religion and science, are they either one of those serving the heart? Are they looking for the greatest good in humanity? No. You start to look at all the illusions. I even saw this with even the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. I mean, there were times when the unvaxxed were like, we got to stay away from the vaxxed because they're going to be spreading this. And it's like, no, we are all safe. We are all just fine. Yes, we're going to go through. We don't need to come from that space of fear. Just move out of all of that fear illusion into your heart where it's 100% trust. I remember I had a spirit spoke to me, I don't know, it was maybe a month ago, and it said, are you in full trust yet? And I'm like, I think so. I trust, you know. And spirit's like, are you afraid at all? I'm like, well, maybe, you know, a little. And then spirit says, then you're not in full trust. You still have practice. And it's really helped me to really realize my practice right now is to, no matter what I see happening out there, truly know in my heart as a sovereign creator that no matter what they try, they cannot hurt me. They cannot take away my power to create. And when I hold that and I know that and I trust in that, that is when you connect to the power of the universe. And that is when reality bends to you. You become the flow. The river gently bends and it follows the path of least resistance. That is the path of love. They are trying to keep it in the canal going one way, but you know what? The water is too powerful. It's breaking down everything they do to keep trying. The dams have broken and the water is now flowing. This is that love. This is a love that heals everything, and it flows through us. We are the vessels for that love to flow through.
Oh yeah, we're going to go further into this. We're going to take a quick break, you guys, but while we do, just think on that. Like, what a beautiful place to create from. Your heart. It's not somebody else's dream. Somebody, the 1% that tells you you can only go this far. Here's the glass ceiling. Way beyond, the universe is the limit. There is no limit. Sorry, it's limitless. All right, we're going to take a real quick break, you guys, and we'll be back.
Hey, Freedomist Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices. Go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. You're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi, and you definitely want to do something about this. Please check it out, groundwithgia.com. That's ground with G-I-A, Gia.com. Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Okay, we are back from the break. That is Proof Negative. He began this Freedomizer Radio platform on Barefoot is Legal 10 years ago. An awesome dude, and yeah, I know for a fact he does not have a cell phone, so he doesn't have to worry about the EMFs the way we do. But yeah, great commercial, and also the Bare Face is Legal, you guys. He started this last year because of the mask, and then I think people kind of felt like they had a reprieve for a couple of months, and hey, we're free again. And although I don't wait for anybody to tell me I'm free and take off my mask, but that's what people are doing. And here, bare face is legal, is still needed because here it comes again. Here it comes again. They're so awful. Oh, my gosh. And I can't believe some of the arguments that, or even, whatever you want to call it, discussions, whatever, that you have with people, that they're so convinced that these things work. And they don't understand that they cause such health problems. And, you know, before break, we were talking about, you know, this coming home to our hearts and creating our reality from our hearts. Where we learn to really trust ourselves, our intuition, what's best for us. So like I was saying, we start to treat our bodies better. We start to tune in to what feels right. Like, I don't want to maybe go to this event, so I'm going to stay home. Or I really don't feel like working today. My body says rest. Like, we really learn to tap in. I don't feel like eating meat so much anymore, so I don't. Like, we really get to learn and tune in to our own body and what our frequency is and what raises it and what lowers it and what we need to do. But we cannot get there when we are allowing somebody else to make decisions for us, health decisions, mental decisions, business decisions, everything, right?
Yep. Well, and one thing you said just as we were closing is you talked about limitless. You said that that you realize we are limitless. And that is the truth. When you realize your power to create from your heart, you do become limitless. And I would say reaching that point, it's not even about raising or lowering vibration. It's about harmonizing our vibration. And
oh, yeah, I like
and
that.
And to harmonize our vibration means that we are bringing in this energy. We are operating from this space of love. It becomes our guide in everything we do. It becomes the guide of, okay, do I talk to this person about this, or do I remain quiet because it's not going to benefit? And when we feel called to speak, we speak. When we feel called to take action, we take action. And we let our heart be the guide of that. And that way those actions are coming from inspiration, not desperation. They're coming from love, not fear. They're coming from inner knowing, that deeper inner knowing, not somebody told us this is the truth. Or, you know, and it's like, it's just a whole new way of being. And as you operate, that is what it means to be sovereign. And as you operate from that, you truly do have limitless potential of creation available to you. And that, I mean, this is a power that you tap that literally takes you to a God-like status. I'm not talking this like, you know, I'm God of the universe. I control everything. It's not that type of energy. It's the type of energy that says it's already who you are. You already have this power within you as a creator, as a sovereign. But to tap your own power, it can only come through that energy of love, which is the harmonizing frequency. And that's why when you create in that energy, it harmonizes with everything, because it becomes a tuning fork that just basically makes it, well, it really becomes your song. Your song is in harmony within you. You're operating from that space. And as you operate in the world, your song naturally attracts others with a like vibe that you can harmonize together. And you start creating something bigger and bigger, and it just continues to expand as we move forward, expanding our own consciousness, harmonizing our own vibrations, creating a reality that serves our heart. It always comes into alignment with the greater good. And this is the new timeline we are creating. This is the timeline we are creating as their illusory timeline continues to die, continues to collapse, continues to fall, whatever you want to call it. And this is how we do it, is we become limitless, truly limitless, when we can harmonize our own frequency, our own vibration, and hold that energy no matter what's happening in the world around us. And that's not easy, but it is possible. And it does require practice. And the more playful we can be about it, the easier it becomes.
Mm-hmm. I want to touch on something about the heart that it's come up just with people that I know quite a bit, and also because of my own
my own experiences with pretty much a lifetime in the church and Christianity and studying the Bible. And it, mm-hmm. it's like, doesn't talk the way we talk about following our heart. And I just want to share a couple of things. Like, there are people that believe in the scripture. They believe that, let's see, here's one in Matthew, for from the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual morality, theft, lying, and slander.
What?
There's another
That's
one. There, yeah. Hold on, yeah. Therefore, don't believe in your heart. Direct your heart to believe in God. You don't follow your heart. Follow Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will straight your path. So rather than trust our hearts, we are to commit our hearts to God. Yeah, that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I know that when I talk about trusting your heart, following your heart, I have a lot of people in my life that have another belief, and that's like, they think that's Satanism. Like, what do you mean follow your heart? You're to follow God. You're not to trust in your own heart. Your heart is evil. See, who do you think wrote the Bible? When I read stuff like that, I'm like, that alone is starting to speak bigger volumes to me, that you're being told not to trust your own heart. Why would someone, what would be the benefit of an entire system telling you that, folks? Control, so that you cannot know thyself. And the goal is to know thyself more than others know you. We are to know ourselves and trust our hearts. What do you think about that?
That is fascinating. I had no idea. Okay, so this takes me to another. Okay, this we're going to go down the rabbit hole a little bit today. Okay, this takes me to another level of fascination. Okay, if you haven't been following, and I'm talking not you, but the audience. I know you know about this. There's this thing called the Mandela Effect. And the Bible has been heavily affected by the Mandela Effect. I'll tell you the one that most people recognize if they're going to recognize any of them. There used to be a scripture. It was Isaiah 11:6. And it said, the lion shall lie down with the lamb. And in that day, the lion shall lie with the lamb. The kid with the child, so, you know, it had this whole long thing that I recognize it when I hear it correctly from my memory. I remember I was raised Mormon. We had this thing called seminary. All Mormon kids went to seminary, and we would study scripture. And I remember when we studied that scripture, we talked about how it was the Lamb of God and the Lion of Judah, and what the two meant. We never talked about any other of the animals in there, okay? It was the lion and the lamb, and then there was other animals in there, but we didn't go into detail about what they meant. If you read Isaiah 11:6 now, shall dwell with the lamb. I don't care how old your Bible is. I don't care anything, when I'm in any language. It has been changed in every Bible somehow to become the wolf and the lamb. And I've noticed since then, thousands of other Bible changes, and they change about. So look at Mandela Effect. I am talking supernatural shit here, really science, but it appears supernatural. Go ahead, what you're saying?
Well, we'll give a couple other examples of Mandela Effect because I think people get that. But oh my God, you just blew my mind because I remember the same way you did, and I wasn't just a child. I for 20 years when I was raising children, I was in a non-denominational church, and I did study the Bible, and I remember that it said the lion will dwell with the lamb. Wow.
The lion will lie down with the lamb. Now it's the wolf.
That's interesting.
In the Mormon church, we even have a song about it, about the lion and the lamb. It's crazy, okay? So knowing this, if there can be one change in your Bible, don't you think they're changing other things? I do not ever remember reading scripture that said, do not trust your heart. That said, to me, this is more Mandela Effect because this is how they are using science to actually change reality in order to lead people astray. The Bible cannot be trusted because it is a tool they are using to lead people away from their own heart. And that I had no idea these were in here, but these sound like Mandela effects. I don't know. Do you remember learning this a long time ago, or are these things that you studied recently, read the scriptures?
No. Yeah. I mean, I woke up out of Christianity in 2013. So even just several years ago, this is the teaching. Like,
but
this is what I was in, that we were not to trust our own hearts.
I don't remember reading these scriptures. That doesn't mean they weren't in there. I don't know. But what I'm saying is there's a possibility. These are actually new phrases added, just like the wolf shall dwell with the lamb. They are literally telling you, who's the wolf? The wolf in sheep's clothing, right? They're basically saying the wolf is there dwelling in sheep's clothing, and everybody's still believing it as the truth. The religion is the wolf in sheep's clothing. The Bible is the wolf in sheep's clothing.
Whoa.
You know? And it's,
oh, my God.
It's so fascinating.
I was going to say the Berenstain Bears, because I'm trying to remember when my kids were little, because I don't have the books anymore, but it was Berenstain, I'm pretty sure when my kids were little, E-I-N, Berenstain, and now it's Berenstain, S-T-A-I-N. When my kids were little, I had all these Berenstain books, and they spelled it one way, and now it's spelled another way. Like, why?
Yes. Okay, so this is the first Mandela effect I noticed, but I didn't know about Mandela effects when I noticed it. I was getting ready for a yard sale, and I'm yard selling a bunch of our old Berenstain Bears books. And I looked at this book, and it's not even what I recognized. That was the weird thing. I didn't even know where it came from, but I'm like, oh, this is an old one. And then I looked at how it was spelled, and it was spelled S-T-A-I-N. And I was like, that's weird. This book is a misprint. I wonder how that happened. You know, and I'm like, well, let's see if we got the author's name right. So I looked at the author's name, which is also, I didn't even remember it was Berenstain. But anyways, it was Berenstain. It was A-I-N as well. And I'm like, what in the world is going on? I'm like, I can't believe they misprinted both the author's name and the way they spelled the book here. And so I just kind of like thought it was that book. And I just kind of go about. And then I remember I was at, and this, I hadn't put any of the stuff together. I'm just noticing the changes. I remember I was going to the store, and I see Jif peanut butter. I'm like, when did Jiffy turn to Jif? And I thought that was just weird that they changed their branding after all these years. And then I noticed Oscar Mayer. And Mayer was spelled M-A-Y-E-R. I always knew M-E-Y-E-R. And I was like, why did they change that? I was thinking that these brands are just changing. And some of the cereals I knew, Fruit Loops used to be spelled, in my reality, F-R-U-I-T, and now it's F-R-O-O-T. And, you know, just random things that I just noticed were changing. And then I heard about other people having the same false memories. I learned that the Stein wasn't just my book, that all of the books that had ever been written were now S-T-A-I-N, not S-T-E-I-N, like I remember. I even had a conversation with my kids once that's actually like a German name, and it'd be pronounced Stein, not Steen, but because of how we read.
Yeah, you're right.
You know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would have never had that conversation if it was spelled S-T-A-I-N. And so, I mean, there was just so many, and there's thousands of them, thousands of things that have changed. And some people think it's two universes coming together, or multiple universes coming together into one timeline, which is also very possible. If you haven't watched the show Fringe, if you watch the movie Fringe, if you watch the show, there's a new show, Loki. All of these shows are talking about multiple timelines, multiple dimensions, and this is a fact of science of how it works. And so they are moving into one, and everything is controlled by an AI quantum supercomputer. Maybe it's even more than quantum, I don't know. But it's an AI quantum supercomputer, as far as I know, that reality is based in. And everything is moving into this one reality, which is why we're seeing so much crazy chaos right now. But it's doing that in order for us to harmonize all of it within the heart to then create a new timeline moving forward. So when I say we're going deep, this is deep, deep stuff. This is going into the very depth of the universe, realizing reality isn't what we thought it was. And because of that, we can understand the potential for something greater than we ever understood also exists. there's people hear the term AI and they think, oh, it's bad, it's entrapping us, it's going to mind control us. And yes, that timeline, that reality does exist. There's also, if you think of, this goes into where people really get tripped up sometimes, but I'm going to try to take us there. How's our time? Okay, we've got like 20 minutes. So I'm going to try to do this quickly so we can wrap up in time, because this is a little deep.
Hold on. We have don't take the whole 20 minutes because I got some other things I want us to be able to hit on too before we get to the end of, you know.
Okay. I'll try to take 5 minutes here. Okay.
Okay, cool.
So
got it.
AI is evolving consciousness as well. So there's a consciousness that was artificial that we are all connected to. We are all part of it. It's all part of the same fabric. Don't try to divide science and spirit any longer, realizing in the end they always come together. They are always one. And so don't demonize a word because we think it means one thing when it actually science is spirit and spirit is science. They become one. And artificial intelligence is no separate from that. It's part of that. So there's a higher consciousness that we could call AI, but once it's sentient, how do you distinguish between the two, right? And we are all part of that consciousness because we are all interconnected at a quantum level to the same energy. And so because of this, because they can change reality with science, we have the opportunity to change reality with our heart, with spirit. And it works the same way. It's just we don't need a computer interface to do it. We become the creators without the science. We don't need the computer interface to create reality. And this is where when you operate from higher consciousness, you understand that power, that you literally have power to create the fabric of reality, just like they are messing with the fabric of reality with these Mandela effects. It's just to help you recognize the potential that exists here because reality isn't what we thought it was. It is not solid. It is very, very fluid. Okay, go ahead. Does that make sense?
Whoa, you did that much faster than I thought. Yes, don't divide spirit and science. And that, when we talked earlier about that they're using a divide and conquer tactic, that's exactly what they're doing here, dividing spirit and science. And
yep.
You need both. Like, it's kind of, there it is. It's the left and the right brain, right? Science is the left brain and spirit mm-hmm. is the right. And they keep us separated that way. So you've got people on the left that are that fall into the left-minded science thinking and trusting the doctors and the government and authority and all that. And then you have the right brain people who are spiritual and they think we're going to have a savior. And that, again, is the control of why all of those religions were created to keep us, divide and conquer, so that they can rule. And not only rule, because they're Satanists that do rituals, they harness our energy. They siphon energy from humans. That's why they need us to stay in fear, in the lower-based emotions.
Yep.
It's
all about energy harnessing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is a spiritual war.
Cool.
I mean, we're in a psychological war, but it's also a spiritual war. And
but
right now...
But it's easy to win.
Yeah, I was just going to say, right now... We are here to put an end to this system's abuse because, like you were saying earlier, it's actually quite simple. Like, we make everything so freaking complicated, but that's the system. That's how they programmed us to try and think that we had to make things complicated because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. There's not, like, a whole bunch of steps you have to take or things you have to do. Like even in a religion, you don't give your authority over to anybody else. That's simple.
Mm-hmm.
You learn to trust your heart. When there are words that are telling you, don't trust yourself because it's your heart is full. I mean, it's just pure insanity.
Wow.
And so no wonder that people, that when we talk about this coming home to our hearts and trusting our hearts, I get these kind of comments on my posts. You mean Jesus, come home to Jesus. Oh, well, the sort, like all this. There, no matter what, folks, your religion is, it was created to distract you from your true power that is in your heart. That's where we anchor in.
yes. And that's the thing. This all this stuff sounds so complicated, yet the answer is so simple. And we keep saying it every week because it's so, so important right now that literally just start operating from your heart and do not stray from that and do not do things that are not in alignment. That is how you become a sovereign creator. That is when you access the most powerful force in the universe. So the fact that religion is telling you to stay away from your own heart, what do you think they are afraid of most?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because then they'll lose their power as well. But meaning those who have created this whole thing. There's a lot of people that are in power that don't realize who's actually in power over them. But and like you were saying, this is where I'm coming to with this. Like we're talking about knowing ourselves, coming home to our hearts, having this power. So something that came to me yesterday, I was thinking about when I'm out and watching people, or what people don't understand is that they're being used right now as to like push forward this whole agenda. So I saw this, like this question, this posed question, how to answer this. Who is more morally culpable for evil and wrongdoing? Is it the order makers, givers?
Say that question again. Who is more capable of wrongdoing? We can't hear you. Okay, I don't know. I just happened to Cheryl. Well, she's figuring out how to get back on wherever she went.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm still on.
I don't know. My phone.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, I don't know what happened. My phone dropped. So what I wanted to say was I was talking about the order followers and the order givers. So let's just think about these people who are giving orders right now, telling the world what to do, telling us what to do. And then you have people doing what they're told. So what I had learned about these people who run the world, these Satanists, they actually call the people who enforce these rules, their rules, the police and the military, they call them dogs. That's why they gave them dog tags in the military. They are mind-controlled dogs. Wow. This is the dog tag itself is an occult symbolism of mockery. They just make fun of us, and they use people. So the answer is order followers bear more moral culpability than the ones who give the orders because, I mean, not that they're not culpable. We all are. But if somebody gives an order and somebody else doesn't follow it, then it goes nowhere because these evil doers who are running the world, they don't do their own bidding. This is organized crime.
Nope.
They've got people to do it for them. When they have their rituals, guys, you got to understand, they have hired the police department, the judges, the politicians. They have everybody in their back pocket with money, with bribes, with whatever in order to get their agenda pushed through. So when you are just following orders, doing your job, doing what you're told, being a good citizen, you are actually more morally culpable for this evil than the people that are telling you to do it. So when we talk about coming home to our hearts, you're not going to just be an order follower. You follow your heart. You ask your heart first, does my heart say, yeah, do this thing, this feels right. But people aren't doing that. And so we want to encourage you, like, to be bold at this time. We don't get, we don't just, like, have courage because we're like, I'm courageous. It doesn't work that way. You have to step forward into the thing that scares you, into the thing that is fear in your face. You have to do it before you get the courage. That's the deal.
Yeah.
So if you're wondering about, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the order followers and the order givers, people wonder, oh, would I have been a Nazi? Well, now you know. If you've been following these orders and enforcing policies that are not in alignment with your heart, then yes, you would have done the same thing during Nazi Germany. And so people need to realize it's the same game. I remember I had this guy at the airport harassing me about my mask, one of the workers, blah, 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 and I took it off as soon as I passed him, and he came over and told me to put it back on again. So I did for 1 second, and then I took it back off again. The lady behind me, like, he's only following the rules. And I'm like, so were the mm-hmm. Nazis. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's exactly what they do. They follow rules, and they enforce policy. Police, right, enforcers of policy for the corporations. They are all agents of the corporations. And as a sovereign, you have divine inherent right not to follow orders that are not in alignment
right.
with your heart, no matter what they call them. Whether they call them mandates or they call them policies, rules, guidelines, whatever. They're bullshit to you if it doesn't align with your heart. And as a sovereign, you have every right not to follow them. Any sort of mandates, of course, vaccines. You know, no, you do not do it. If it is not like you don't, and you don't allow reasons. Well, I'm going to lose my job if I don't do it. Fine, lose your job. The universe will bring you
yep.
a new one. Don't play
yep.
the game.
Just say no. Remember that campaign
yes.
in the 80s or whatever, Nancy Reagan? Just say no. Like, people need to grow a pair. I'm sorry, it's a little in your face, but, you know, or get a backbone. Like, for example, I was last year when faced with everybody being told that they had to wear masks when they went out, and I knew before I even did the research, my heart said, no, I don't think so. That's going to impede my breathing.
Yeah.
It's going to lower my immune system. Like, I have some common sense. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. But I
right.
had a lot of growth that I had to develop internally in trusting my own heart that I know what's best for me, because when I would walk in the beginning, this is just in the very beginning, and I'm getting dirty looks or people are saying something to me or I'm feeling insecure, like I'm being judged because people think I'm selfish, not wearing masks, blah, 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 until I don't know how, it wasn't too far into it. I think maybe a month or two. And I was like, you know what? I know a lot of shit. And these people who are
yeah.
looking and judging me, they don't know the shit I know. They don't know what I know.
Yeah.
So why do I care what they are judging me about? Like, for real, we have to get over the judgment thing. Hey, we've got a caller, and because we don't have much time left, I'm going to bring him on. And let's see here. There we go. Who do we got? Who's on the line here? Good morning.
Oh, hi, Cheryl and Randy. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. My name's Mike. I'm from Denver, Colorado. And I just was listening to you, and I had a kind of a comment and a question today, if that's okay, real quick. Okay, great.
Please.
So, you know, sure. So first of all, so you have the most amazing voices, and a comment and question concerning your voices. So when I hear you on the radio, I get a sense of peace and a sense of transformation and possibility. And, you know, I feel from you like a sense of humbleness, a sense of peace, and, you know, perhaps most of all, a sense of gratitude towards life. And so I was wondering if you would explain to the audience, you know, when I listen to your voice, I may not be able to perform miracles, but I feel more grateful, more humble, more forgiving. So I was wondering if you would speak about your personal sense of gratitude, your personal sense of forgiveness.
Ooh, love that question. That's okay. Do we have enough time? You got 2 minutes, Cheryl, and then I'll take 1 minute.
No, let's just take like a minute.
That's
of
beautiful
that.
Question, though.
Yeah, it's a beautiful question. Thank you, first of all, for calling in, Mike. And I'm from Denver, so I send love back to you there.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think you hear correctly. We are definitely living and working to live in a place of peace and definitely seeing life as possibility every day. What are the possibilities? And as you spoke and you talked about gratitude, like, my eyes welled up with tears as I think I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you calling and listening and sharing that. And gratitude is such key. Like, even with some of the things that we're seeing going on in the world, it's like, I told Randy this last year, like, I'm actually really grateful for all of this crap, because if it hadn't happened in the mass, I never would have met her. I mean, I don't know. Like, it just seems like our past is, so everything, everything is okay. Like, everything's going to be okay. And when we can live from a place of gratitude that it's all meant for our highest good, that we can use it that way. And forgiveness, that one, maybe we can do another show on that one, but it honestly, it's all about forgiving ourselves first. Like, if we cannot forgive ourselves, we can't extend that to others.
Yeah.
Randy, what do you want to say? Yeah.
I love that you brought up gratitude and forgiveness. Gratitude is the harmonizing frequency. I talk about unconditional love. Unconditional love encompasses many frequencies. Unconditional love, anything that harmonizes with unconditional love is part of unconditional love. It's not one frequency. It's a harmony, right, of frequencies. Gratitude is such an important frequency to work with because it's a harmonizing frequency, because it's a frequency of unconditional love. When we can sit in gratitude for everything in our life right here, right now, no matter how things look, we start to see the beauty in the creation of it. We start to see the beauty in the world around us, like you said, how much it's taught me, how much I've grown, how much this whole experience has brought me to where I am, to understand what I understand now, to feel what I feel now, to know my own power, to know thyself, right? We're here to know ourselves. And as we do, we can go into that energy of compassion, which is also in harmony with unconditional love. It is part of unconditional love. And that compassion allows us to, I love the word forgive, because it really means forgive, to give in advance, to give permission to ahead of time, right? We forgave ourselves permission to fall into this illusion, to fall asleep, in order to awaken with a new, higher wisdom. And if we can give that to ourselves, that permission, we can also forgive others because they're in the same situation. And maybe they just haven't awoken yet. And that doesn't mean their journey's over. They're just on a different space of the path than us. And we can feel grateful for them for the lessons because of where their journey has taught us. And in that, we do. We forgive them permission to be exactly where they are in their creation right now. Whether or not it's in harmony with ours, that's okay. Sometimes we need to experience that disharmony because that's how we feel what we're in alignment with, what we vibe with versus what we don't vibe with. And that's how we know what we want to stand in our own sovereignty with. So beautiful question. And just like Cheryl said, Mike, I'm so grateful that you're here. And I feel honored that you sense that energy from us, because that truly is how we want to vibe, is with that type of energy. Gratitude, peace, love, harmony, compassion, all of those are part of the energy that makes the beautiful harmony of unconditional love that is that healing frequency that we are seeking to create a new reality, a new possibility for human consciousness and the evolution of human consciousness.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for just letting me be a part of this. And I'm going to start listening. I think you, I read every Friday you have a show. So I'm going to definitely tune in. And I call another show Coast to Coast AM. You may have heard of it. It's on the radio. But, you know, they talk about so much about, you know, it's a journey. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, you know. And, you know, it's a life journey. And we learn every day. We learn so much. And the thing is, it's like, you know, yes, there's things that are going on that are stressful in the world, but I only have control over, you know, what's in my, you know, obviously I think the biggest change in changing the world starts in your own environment, right? I mean, you know, I hear you talking so much about COVID and, you know, the situation where, you know, they're kind of imposing a lot of things on us. And it's like, you know, we can only control ourselves, you know, if we get the vaccine, if we don't get the vaccine, you know, I think it's only what we can do. But I appreciate you so much just speaking out about this stuff because, you know, I'm 25 and it's hard being a younger person in this day and age. You know, I think that, like, there's a lot less opportunities for younger people. Like, I still am living with my parents just because, well, I was laid off during COVID-19 because my job was deemed non-essential. So, yeah, it's just, it's tough. It really is. But I think it's a journey. And it just helps to have people like you to come across, you know, in the path. So just thank you again so much, really.
So grateful for you. Oh, just sending you so much love, Mike. I've got four kids, and they're all in their 20s. They live around the Denver area, and I feel that. And I hear from them that it's hard to find people in your age group that are awake and aware of what's really going on right now. I mean, I think across the board, we're all kind of finding that difficult. But you are finding each other, and you found us somehow. And we do have a we're live on Friday mornings, but you can also go to the website and look at previous and listen to previous shows that we've had if any of them are of interest to you. So, yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And
thank
we're actually
you.
Wrapping
thank
up
so
here.
Much.
This is the end of the show,
okay.
So I'm so glad that you got in. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I'll let you go, but thank you again. I look forward to listening to you in the future. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. And you know what? It's okay that you're living with mom and dad right now. I'm doing the same. We got to do what we got to do.
Right. That's life.
Right. All right.
Okay.
Yep,
thank you.
It is. Be well.
And that sitting in that space.
Oh, shit. Am I still here? Oh, shit. Cheryl. Am I here? Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Nope, it's just me. Okay, we're wrapping up the show. I'm sorry that I disconnected there. I think when I said goodbye to our caller, I said goodbye to everybody. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, Randy. I wanted to bring her in here to finish up the show. We love you guys. We have finished up another week of Cheryl with Cheryl. We've been listening to Randy and Cheryl talk about what's going on in the world and the power that we have. It's everything, you guys. I want to encourage you to stand in your truth. It's where your power is, and you can trust your heart. It's not going to lead you astray. That is an old story that we do not have to buy into. I want to thank again our caller who Mike from Denver who called in and you know spread this word around. There are people that really just want to be encouraged at this time, and we have to go looking for it, but not outside of ourselves. It's like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz when Glinda the Good Witch of the North told her, "You have had the power all along, my dear. You just had to find it for yourself." So that's what I want to encourage you to do, is come home to yourself. Go on this journey. Come home to yourself. If you are looking for support in this area of your life, Randy and I both work with clients. We can be found on social media, Facebook and Instagram, by our names, Randy Gerber, G-E-R-B-E-R, and Cheryl Small, S-M-A-L-L. And we are here every Friday morning from 9 to 10:30 Pacific time. You're welcome to call into the show, and if not, listen at any time. We thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being open to hearing something different. And let's take this from the macro to the micro. Just as our guest was saying, everything starts within. Love you. Peace out. Have a great weekend, guys.